Well, you know, we're getting close to wrapping things up here with the Drive Guys when the High Flyer comes swooping in. The great Henry Turner is here. Henry, help yourself to my bucket of popcorn. Kings brought me a bucket today. Kyle had a little, you know, a little box popcorn. But if you like, help
I yourself. Like the bucket, bro. Yeah.
I know, right?
Nice little black one, all right.
I know. Yeah. I got the little box.
You know, you got the little King's box.
Yeah, little King's box. They give out to the kids club members, you know, when they walk through.
They trying to do you a favor, KD.
Really?
They're looking out for you, yeah.
They gave me three of them, though.
Oh,
they also gave him a pen.
Ooh,
he got a pen.
Oh, I got a pen,
yeah.
Too, big dog.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know what, though? KD get all the new 2025 snacks, don't he?
Yeah.
He had people delivering lunch and bringing him dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to roll with you, bro.
Hey, I can't complain. I'm the man, you know.
Does a high flyer know?
I'm free is for me.
And I want to be the man next to the man. That's how we roll.
High flyer, you know about that pink popcorn?
Oh, you know pink popcorn?
What?
Jay sent us a text. I ain't never seen this pink popcorn.
Oh, well, you're from the East Coast.
Man.
That's why. It's West Coast Lutton. It's nothing but Bay Area, Sacramento, Northern California stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know that?
Come on, man. At your local Little League.
Pink popcorn? You heard of that?
That's old school right
there.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to grab that before you went to school.
Come on now.
Is it like candy, though? It's not real popcorn. It's
no,
like
no,
candy.
No, it's real popcorn.
Is it?
It's sweet, though.
It's just glazed.
It's sweet. It's sweet, though.
Yeah. Our sources tell us that you heard something on your way in that got you fired up today, or sometimes that happens, or I wasn't sure where we were with that.
You know, we were talking about the physicality for the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
And the game against New York. And a lot of people were okay with the loss. They were. They said, you know, they felt like the Kings responded, and New York plays a different style of ball.
All right.
And I look at it like this. I want this team to be better.
Yes.
I want this team to be better.
Let the man finish, Whitey. He's not on your side with this. Let him get out his full thought.
I just don't want the team to say, okay, we're okay. I want this team to take a step further, because that's what me and KD argued about. We want this team to take a step further than what they did last year. But when you start talking about the physicality of the game,
yeah.
Well, that was just one game. But if you talk about doing something special – and look at what we played last. We played Golden State.
Yeah.
And when Golden State got physical with us, what happened?
Shoot, we melted.
Okay. Now, playoff time, every game, every game is at that level.
Right.
So if you want to make a splash, if you want to do something different than what you did last year, you better get real comfortable to that teams coming in trying to play you physical.
How do you think they handled it Saturday?
Okay.
They didn't lose their composure, but the offense stopped working.
You know, but here's what you have when you go down to that physical game, and you have to play bully ball. You have to have a dude that can get it. You got to have a dude on your team like they did. Jalen Brunson didn't get nothing out the offense. Jalen Brunson came down and said, "I'm gonna screen for you. You screen. Oh, now I got the matchup I want. I'm gonna cook him," and that's what he did. So, you know, every time – and I give Domas a pass on a lot of things. Last night, I mean, that night against New York, bro, every time Domas got in the lane, it was three guys down there swiping.
He's got to get it out
up. That's why he traveled a couple of times, because they're swiping. The thing about it is that when you get the ball and you got a physical team like that, you got to go. You can't catch the ball, look and survey and check everything
out. Exactly what – you got to go quick,
you got to go.
Yeah.
You have to go. And, you know, and we only got two guys that's like that. We got two guys that's like that.
Malik Monk?
And it's the Kentucky connection.
Fox, yeah.
It's the Kentucky connection. And see, the problem with them is that they were trying to get it done on the outside because the paint was so cramped up. The dude, I keep saying it, I say it over and over again, the dude that can get you out that slump is Harrison Barnes.
Yes. But you got to give him the ball.
He got to want the ball, Whitey. I ain't talking about that. Give him the ball. You got to want it, bro. Come on.
Let me ask you this, High Flyer, because I've been saying it all season long. When the offense bogs down, what do you have? And I thought that was the problem against Golden State. I thought it was the problem against the Knicks. Too many times we're relying on scoring out of the offense. I would have liked Monty McNair at the deadline to go get somebody that when stuff falls apart, get out of the way, give me the ball.
a go-to guy. Can't get him now, but
and it don't have to be your number one option, no. But just another guy outside of Foxy.
Another guy who can take somebody off the dribble.
Yes.
And and when we talk about taking guys off the dribble, it isn't necessarily taking the ball and scoring. You know, I can get the ball, break my man
down,
get into the middle, make that guy come over, and then you got to drive and spray. That's what Mike Brown talks about all the time. We talk about spraying. You have to have that one guy, that initial guy who can break his man down. Now, if the big man don't come, you make the layup. Mm-hmm. But if the big man comes, and that's what you want, spray it out to that guy, and now you got him scrambling. But I'll tell you what, if you don't got the guy that can do that, and then all of a sudden they go to that little gimmick defense that they do, that matchup zone, and everybody looking at you as soon as you catch the ball, you stuck. Your offense stops.
I agree with you on HB. I know Chris Watkins posted some numbers, and we talked about it earlier. We talked about these numbers earlier. Last 25 games, look at this. HB, 15.3 points, 50% floor, 42% three-pointers, and 82% free throws. He is a possible answer to that question, where do the Kings go in a physical game when the half-court offense bogs down?
HB basketball IQ is way too high for him to sometime just get in the corner and stick. No, bro, you're way too valuable to this team. The skills you have, the actual assets of skills you have are way too high for you to just float. I'll tell you what, when my game would start going, we ain't hitting threes and we struggling, I'm running a side pick and roll, throwing it to Harrison Barnes, throwing it to the mid post, HB go. Because he's going to give you something.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pump fake. He's going to slow it down.
Line.
He goes into the matrix, that little slow.
Yeah, high slow.
And then lay it up. You know, he's going to give you something down there.
Right.
You know, you really have to utilize him in that aspect. And then another thing the Kings did that really didn't help them, you know, when you have a grind-out game, you can't elect to just step behind that line and let it go.
Right.
You know, we had a couple of times where we had fast breaks and was trying to make that push. Every time they went up and we was trying to make that push to come back, we down three or down two, we was trying to make that push. Three-on-one, three-on-two, instead of just going to the rack, getting a layup or getting maybe an and-one, we still elect to flare out to the corners, and we shoot threes. KD, you said it. That's who we are.
Yep.
That's who we are. Okay. But on nights, because it's not going to be there every night, on nights to where it's not there, bro, you got to get to the cup.
Do we got the people to do that, though, High Flyer?
In transition, come on. Everybody can get there in transition. And then what I'm saying, too, is that you really got to be smart, man. I mean, this was my thing. When I played, I knew I was coming out as a sub. I knew I was coming in, KD, with like maybe 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Guess what? That bonus light is on. As soon as I touch the ball, I'm ripping through. I'm going to the rack.
You want to get the foul.
I'm going to the rack. You either going to foul me or I'm going to dunk that basketball. But I tell you what, I got 2 points.
Yep.
Do you think the Kings are going to end up top six? I know we've said how much you think that's important. We know how important it is. But do you think they have a good chance to end up there?
Yes, I still think they can. I still think they can. With things happening the way they're happening, you know, a bunch of teams are starting to have injuries. Teams are starting to falter a little bit. I still think they can get that top six, but they got to take care of business.
I think it's going to be them and Dallas. Phoenix is strong, but they're a little up and down. Their schedule's really tough.
Yes.
I think it's coming down to the Kings and Dallas for the sixth spot, and I think the two games here between the two teams could determine who's in the playoffs and who's in the play-in.
And Dallas is balling right now. I mean, Kyrie Irving.
What was that shot yesterday?
That's Uncle Drew, baby. You don't understand it? That's the Drew.
Yeah, that 1-2 combination. They're going to be hard to stop,
And you know why they're hard to stop, KD? Because both of those guys can give it to you both ways.
Yeah.
Luka can knock it down for three.
So don't I have to punish them at the other end? Don't I have to make them pay at the other end?
No, you got to run Luka until his tongue hang out his mouth. Because Luka wants to play that slow drag out game.
Yeah.
I hate his game, bro, but I respect it.
You respect it, yeah.
Yeah, I hate his game. I hate watching him. But for some reason why, it's like he's so slow. He can't jump over two Doritos stacked together. His athletic ability is just down. But I'll tell you what, as far as being able to get to his spot and get his shot off, He's one of the best in the business. Being able to use his shoulders, I call him the NBA Barney Rubble. He reminds me of Barney Rubble, man. But boy, he gets that
he
shot
gets
off,
going.
Man, and he can score.
Barney Rubble, I like that. Hey, let me ask you this, though. I'm watching our boy Keegan Murray warm up.
X Factor.
But let me ask you this, because you guys are talking HB, you're talking Kevin Hurd, all these other guys. How much should we be expecting from Keegan Murray?
Expecting?
Yes.
This year.
How much do we need from this guy this year?
I'll tell you what. I think Keegan Murray, if you say, if you talk about sophomore players,
yeah,
I think he's right where he needs to be.
Okay.
Because, see, you got to understand this. When Keegan Murray first came here, we asked Keegan to do one thing and one thing only.
Yep.
That was to shoot the basketball.
Yep.
He did that, and he did that well. His second year, Mike Brown got into him and said, hey, Keegan, you know what? We're going to have to change it, bro. We need you to be defensive-minded. He's done that. He's played very well this year. But I'll tell you what, next year, this third year, because I see it in his game, KD. Third year, bro, you put all that together, and you better be able to beat your man off the dribble and finish at the rim. The way you're going to the rim now, no. That's little boy game.
And that's never been a strength of his, has it? Even last year, it wasn't a strength.
You know what? He got it, though. He has it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've talked to many people that's been in practice.
Uh-huh.
He has that in his game. He's just not electing to use it. You know, he can get to the middle and throw up a little floater, but we're going to need him to be that guy because he handles the ball well enough to be that guy to get it, free throw line extended, and get to the rack and get it done.
Talking to the High Flyer here as we get ready for the Kings and the Grizzlies, a hot topic here with fans is, you know, who should start? And I don't know that it matters so much who starts. If Herter doesn't play well, whether he starts or not, Keon's going to get more minutes. The thing I like about Keon on the floor a lot is if he's in and Herter's out, that should create more shot opportunities for Keegan. But as you keep saying, he's got to want the ball, right?
He's got to want the ball. He has to demand the ball. You know, the one thing that I like when you have those three out there at the backcourt position, you got the Kentucky connection with Keon.
Uh-huh.
They're long. So when you start talking about getting deflections, getting steals, and being able to get out in transition, I think that's their best three combination. And then you could bring Keegan along with them and Domas or whoever else is at the center position. You know, I really think that helps them. But what it does, too, is that it kind of takes away a little bit from your outside score because Keon, he knocks one or two down. But sometimes when Kevin Herter gets it rolling.
That's what I'm saying.
When Kevin Herter gets it rolling, he's that guy that could really stretch, and now the floor is open.
Would you still be starting him, Herter? Is he still your starter if you're coaching the team?
If I'm coaching the team, I'm having a conversation with Herter. And I'm having a serious conversation with Herter.
Uh-huh.
What's that conversation?
The conversation is I'm starting. I started with you. This year, I'm going to ride all the way out with you, but I'm going to tell you what. If you come into my game and you play the way that you played against New York, you know, you took a very indecisive three-point shot in the corner and you bricked it. Your next three-point shot, you airballed it.
Yeah.
That's body language to me, and I'm subbing you out. You gotta give me better than that.
But let me ask you this, High Flyer. I hear you. But what does that signal to a guy? You got him scared now to shoot the rock.
No.
You got him gun shy with it. You know?
Hey, you can shoot the ball whenever you get ready. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to
That's stand. That's not empowering the guy, High Flyer.
No, you ain't even got to stand out there and shoot threes. Kevin Herter has played some of his best basketball when he cut to the basket and shoot layups. What I'm saying is that
hey.
What I'm saying is that and we got a bunch of kids coming here and KD just
Bebe's kids up in here.
They tell the kids what's going
on. These kids Fisher Price, my first basketball game. They all
So you're saying if Kevin Herter the way he shot took a bad shot, then shot an air ball, you're saying it's almost like he's telling you he needs to come out. Is
you
that
what
you're saying?
He's second guessing himself. Bro, I don't need you like that. I don't need you like that. And I'm saying, when you start the game like that, of course, I'm going to sub you out. Now, second half comes, you're going to put him right back in the game. You got to go. You're a starter. You get right back in the game. But give me something productive, Kev. You know what? Kevin plays his best basketball when he gets downhill a little bit. He back cuts Sabonis, finds him. You know, he gets in there and shoots a little floater.
Uh-huh.
Just don't stand out there and shoot the ball. And all of a sudden, you shoot an air ball. Come on.
Well, here's the thing, High Flyer, and I said it a few minutes ago. Could the difference this season versus last season be guys just aren't making shots? Keegan's efficiencies down. Foxy's his field goal percentage down. Kevin Huerter. Is that the difference? If guys are making shots, we're fine.
KD, that's all the difference. I mean, everybody – well, put it this way. When we first start, even start thinking about around All-Star break,
yeah.
We start thinking about, okay, you know, what's happening here? Do we need to make a change? At that particular time, Harrison Barnes' numbers were down. Mm-hmm. Huerter's numbers were down. Keegan Murray's numbers were down. Sasha Vezenkov hasn't even walked in the building yet. And those are the four that the Kings really relied on and said, okay, they're going to be able to give us a big splash offensively. Right.
Do you think last year they played offensively over their heads a little bit? Are they having a bad year this year, or is this more what they are? And last year maybe they overachieved a little bit shooting the ball.
Well, why did this the NBA, baby? You know, everybody know what you did last year.
Uh-huh.
And this, they're not just going to let you come down and get those exact same shots.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You know, those open wide looks that you got, you're not going to get those no more. You know, even when you came off of screens and guys kind of let you go and let you catch it in rhythm and shoot. No, you're not getting that no more. I mean, think about it. Keegan Murray gave him 45. You think players was like, man, don't let that dude come off and just catch that ball?
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, you're not getting that type of shot. So, you know, you really have to have now, you really have to have an A and then a B. And then next year, you better add on a C. Every year, man, that was the one thing that, you know, Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan always, you know, went out and did. You know, every year they brought a new aspect to their game.
Right.
A new aspect to where, yeah, you know I do A, but check this out. This year I got a B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now you know I do A, B, but check this C out. You know, you have to be able to bring something new because if you don't, technology is too good nowadays, man. I know exactly where you want to go. I know exactly what you want to do. I know what hand you like it in.
Right.
I know what spot you want to get to. You got to give me a different spot now.
High Flyer, how important is this week when you look at the schedule? Let me list it for you. Memphis.
Toronto.
Washington.
Orlando.
Okay. I'm going to give you two answers.
All right.
One answer is going to be the paper answer.
All right.
And then the second answer is going to be the real answer.
The real answer.
On paper, you need all four of those. You should get all four of those. On
right.
paper,
yep.
Sacramento Kings should win.
Really? Even Orlando?
Four. Yes, even Orlando. I don't care how they get it. On paper, they're supposed to get it.
We owe them something anyway.
Yes. Now, in true reality, how hungry are they? How hungry are they? Because right now, it's either you eat or famine. You either going to eat right now or you're going to starve out. You're not going to
feast or famine.
Feast or famine.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to really want it, man. You got to go take games. Nobody's giving you games now. Everybody that was giving something away gave it away early on
right,
and
right.
in the season. Everybody locked in now. You have to be ready. And even when you go to the East Coast, they're not in the West. They're not looking at you chopping. We got to get them. They're, you know, we're going to be fighting with them for the playoff. But no, they're fighting to get to the playoff.
Yeah.
So they're going to bring their best game, and the Kings got to understand that.
Are bad teams – well, I guess it depends. Some bad teams, are they harder to play this, like a Washington team? Are they just free and loose, or have they already checked out? I guess it depends on the individuals, right?
Let me ask you this. Who would you call a bad team?
Well, I'd call Washington a bad team.
You would call Washington a bad team?
Yeah. Okay. This team right now, they don't have a good record.
So I was about to say, would you call Houston a bad team?
Nah.
You know, no.
Hey, would you call
Toronto's kind of a bad team right now. They have good players, but that's not a good team.
Would you call Detroit a bad team?
Yes.
Because here's the deal. Those bad teams are finding wins.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Mm. Those bad teams are finding wins. And can Washington find a win? No doubt. No doubt. That's why you can't go in and underestimate nobody as far as you looking on this paper saying, oh, yeah.
Toronto done lost seven straight games, High Flyer.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Detroit lost more than that, too, before they came in here and smacked us. So you really can't. I'm saying you can't look at that, KD. You really can't, man.
Okay.
Our main thing is our guys. Our guys have to be like, hey, we got to go in there. Okay, they're not a good team, quote, unquote, on paper. How about we make them feel like they're a lesser team? You go in there in that first quarter, that first two quarters, you get up 12, 15 points. That sends a signal.
Yeah.
We sat right here, and I told y'all, I said, you know what? Detroit's in here. If the Kings let Detroit hang around, it's going to be a long night.
But High Flyer, And we, Whitey asked me this. I feel like the Kings have turned a corner with these last three games. Wow. Even though they lost against the Knicks, the passion, the effort, the compete
defense,
was there.
Even defensively, maybe a little?
Exactly.
Yeah, they did step it up against Milwaukee, and they did step it up against the Lakers. I will give you that.
Giving me the Knicks, too, or no?
Yeah, I give it to you a little bit on the Knicks. But I tell you what, I watched Charlotte come in here undermanned.
Yo, you're going
business.
Back. You, that's old stuff. A high flyer. Stop that, big fella. Hey, this is the new team.
I'm just
my boy Keon Ellis. My guy,
I love
Keon Ellis.
I love him. I love him.
I say
love
his
him.
Impact. Like, all right, this is him. How I like it, the high flyer.
Okay.
This is how I like it. And this is the last I'm going to say. It's like you telling your kid how to shoot the ball. They don't listen to you, but they'll listen to somebody else.
True.
Mike Brown been preaching physicality all season long. Keon Ellis comes in and does it, and everybody's like, oh, that's what coach is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even though he didn't start the game against the Knicks, I felt like they came out with a defensive presence and mindset against New York.
I give him that. You know why I like Keon so much?
Why?
I see myself in him so much. A dude that had to fight. I had to fight.
Oh, all right.
Been down in the G League for a while.
Yeah.
Had to fight to make it here. Had this claw and scratch and show the coach, this is what I do and this is what I can bring. So now, he's starting to see the fruits of his labor.
Have a good call tonight, Kyle.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
High flyer, you're going to have to scratch and claw your way through a game night with Scott Marsh next.
That's right. We need it, baby. I go hard in the paint.
That's coming up next, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Drive, guys, on Sacktown Sports.